Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Always a delight to talk to the great Chris Chelios, BetMGM ambassador. BetMGM, the sports book that knows how to treat you right. And Chris joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Ciao, Chris. Que cosa fai?
Ciao. I got my French, my Spanish, and my Italian all confused right now, so I'm not doing too well in the restaurants, but so beautiful.
You're in Italia, right?
You're in Italy?
I am in Italy, and it's one of my favorite countries, and the food's amazing, obviously, and yeah. Great. Big family trip.
Well, we appreciate
going to see the Pope.
Yeah.
Fellow Sox fan.
I don't think he knows I'm here. Otherwise, I'd have been invited. Yeah.
The Pope might be impressed, Chelly. I mean, if he's a Chicago sports fan, he probably
would have won
an audience with you.
No doubt about it.
So, Chelly, I'm glad you're having a good vacation. I know you heard the news about Duncan Keith. What do you remember about his career, and what was your reaction to him getting into the Hall of Fame?
Couldn't be happier. He's a great guy. I've gotten to know him over the years. Spent actually more time since he's been retired with him, since he's been back to Chicago a few times. The one thing that sticks out in my mind, obviously, that game winner against Tampa. You know, he did everything. He'd been penalty killing. He had a nasty edge to him. Offensive. He was a complete player. He didn't have the size, obviously, like myself, that a Seabrook had to, hurt people with checks, but he had an edge, and he was a complete player.
Chris, what is it like? What's it like to get into the Hall of Fame, to have your number retired, to have these great things happen to you as a player when it finally occurs?
I mean, honestly, you've heard it from other guys saying it's surreal, hard to believe, especially with my background. Where I grew up, one thing, the Hall of Fame, but to get my jersey retired in my hometown.
Yes.
And now Duncan, the Canadians, not that it's expected, but they grow up playing hockey. That's their thing. And every kid in Canada wants to be an NHL player. But I was a little different, path and stuff. But at the end of the day, to this day, still can't believe it. You go to the rink and your jersey's hanging on the rafters. The only Chicago-born kid, to have that done. Like I said, I'm not tooting my own horn, but it's pretty amazing that happened to, if you know the story.
Who's the best defenseman in Blackhawk history?
I never saw him play, but, Pierre Palat, must have been a heck of a player. And that's what Bobby Hall always talked about him. He's as good as anybody that he played with or against. And I got to put Duncan Keith, he's got to be, for what he accomplished with the three cups. He's got to be number one in my book. So that who I've seen play, right? Otherwise, they got to be top two, right?
You'd get votes.
You are so kind. I mean, your humility is embarrassing to everyone, Chris.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to go out on a limb and say I'm the best from Evergreen Park in Chicago.
I think that's good. That's a good way to put it, Chelly. Right? Absolutely true.
Thank you.
So,
hey, Chris, do you think the draft is Friday? Friday night, the number three pick in the draft, there have been rumors about them trading that pick. What have you heard? Do you think they could trade that pick, or do you think they need to stay and take another young player, maybe a bigger one?
I mean, it's like they're caught in between. You know, a couple of years ago when they signed those veterans and Bertuzzi and Hall, and it didn't quite work out. So do you stay the course and develop these young guys and keep those picks and just be, you have to be patient. But at some point, you know, there has to be results. It's been 6 years. You know, if history repeats itself, you're hoping, you know, like the Blackhawks rebuild after I'd left the team, you know, 10 years later, they won their first cup and then two more after that. So I'm not behind the closed doors with those guys. I can honestly say I don't know what they're thinking. I know they want to win. I know they want to, you know, at least be a playoff contender next year, right? That's probably the most important thing. But to go out and give up your picks and then, you know, if you do that, you better make sure you're getting the right guy, a veteran guy that's proven and in the best, you know, the best years of his career. Not the guy at the end of his career, but a guy right in the middle, a guy like Marner. Bennett, good luck trying to get him out of Florida. That'd be a tough one. But yeah, you got to find some guys, and don't forget about the chemistry you need. You can't have too much of one thing, and you know, to compliment these guys with Connor and help him out and help that process of rebuilding.
Great stuff, Chris. Thank you, buddy. Great catching up with you.
Enjoy your trip.
Enjoy Italia. Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. Take care.
That's Chris Chelios, the greatest defenseman from Evergreen Park.
Yeah, he is. History. Want to get his opinion next week about Jonathan Toews coming back, because with the Jets, that's going to be a very interesting fit to see what impact he has.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.